President Obama and Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney meet tomorrow for their first debate, and jobs and the economy will be topic number one. Nationwide, the unemployment rate is 8.1%, while here in New York City, it's 9.9%. For those looking for work, the goal is to get your resume to catch the eye of an employer, but increasingly companies are using software that automatically scans and screens resumes. These quote-unquote applicant tracking systems are a godsend for overloaded HR departments, but a hazard for job hunters who don't know about them, like reporter Ben Bradford.
It's estimated about 90% of large companies use some form of this software. So I asked Barbara Safani, a Manhattan career consultant, how does my resume stack up against the machine?
There are a lot of things I see here that could immediately just kick it out just because the software can't read it.
Like what?
For example, on your resume, you have your dates of employment going across columns.
Mm-hmm. The eye reads left to right, and it goes left to right.
Apparently, this is not as great an idea as I'd hoped. Turns out my resume has all kinds of problems. It's a PDF. That's harder for machines to digest. My dates are in the wrong place. My work experience goes the wrong direction. And I have this beautiful side column showing off my impressive digital skills. But the software might read it and think I worked at Digital Skills Incorporated. Thankfully, Safani says these things are all easy to fix once you know what to look for.
I think it can add a layer of complexity to the process. It's not rocket science, though.
Eric Lochner is an executive at Conexa, one of the biggest employment software companies. Some of their clients include Walmart, GE, and Starbucks.
Our largest client receives over 1 million candidates a month. Our average client will receive anywhere between 15 and 40,000 candidates a month.
Lochner says automation means companies can find quality candidates in a day where it used to take weeks. And job hunters benefit too.
The process is so much more simplified and streamlined, whereas all of these CVs go into one database. The CV doesn't get put in an outbox or accidentally deleted.
Once it's in the database, a resume can be filtered, graded, or ranked by how well it matches a job, so recruiters only spend time looking at the best fits. But even as more and more companies turn to these programs for their searches, many still aren't finding the people they want. Up to half of all employers say they can't find qualified workers. And University of Pennsylvania professor Peter Capelli says the software actually plays a part in this.
There may be people who haven't done exactly this job, but have done similar jobs, and it's a sort of judgment call as to whether the combination of those jobs are enough. So the software can't make those judgment calls, so all those people are tossed out.
Capelli says he heard from one manager who had 25,000 people apply for a standard engineering job, and not one came up qualified. At a recent job fair in Manhattan, some people are catching on that they can improve their odds against the machine. Renee McMichael is looking for a full-time job in healthcare IT. She thinks she knows how to beat the software, list specific words and types of computer programs used in her profession.
The software that I'm an expert on, I always make sure to put that word, the name of the software, Amesis, 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 so they go, wow, 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 you see, when they run it through whatever system they have on their end.
Recruiters and resume consultants say that you need to customize your resume for every job you apply for and match the criteria exactly. One size fits all doesn't work anymore. Now you'll have to excuse me. I got to go redo my resume. For WNYC, I'm Ben Bradford.